AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The announcement has come from the Prime Minister. Banks in Greece are closed for an unspecified amount of time. There are restrictions on bank withdrawals. The European Central Bank decided not to increase the amount of emergency liquidity lenders can access from the central bank, meaning in Greece there is no way to replenish fast diminishing deposits. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem says there is a chance something can be worked out.
The process hasn't ended. It'll never end, probably. We will continue to work with Greece.
A referendum is set in Greece for a week from today, but Greece's current bailout runs out Tuesday. The launch of an unmanned SpaceX rocket ended in failure at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The rocket broke apart, destroying supplies headed to the International Space Station. NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier says things are bound to happen like this.
There's no negligence here. There's no, really problem with this. It just shows the challenges that we have facing engineering and the challenges of spaceflight in general.
It's not clear why it happened. Gerstenmaier says the launch failure does not mean the crew on the space station is in any danger. One of the lead plaintiffs in the same-sex marriage case before the Supreme Court, Jim Obergefell, says gay people just want the same rights as anyone else.
We're simply asking to be treated equally and fairly and to enjoy the institution of marriage and to be able to commit to the ones we love.
He was on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich says it's time to move on.
I think we need to take a deep breath. Look, I believe in traditional marriage, but the Supreme Court has ruled, and it's the law of the land, and we'll abide by it.
Gay pride events are going on in cities like Chicago, San Francisco, and New York.
I, Peter, take you, David.
I, Peter, take you, David.
Governor Andrew Cuomo officiated at the wedding of a same-sex couple today in Greenwich Village. This is AP Radio News. The co-founder of Yes has died.
Yes went through many lineup changes, but Chris Squire was the only consistent member. He attributed that to the fact that he just never got around to leaving. He co-wrote such Yes hits as Owner of a Lonely Heart, Leave It, and I've Seen All Good People. Squire was also renowned for being chronically tardy. Squire joked in a 1997 AP interview that may be his lasting legacy.
Well, you know, on my gravestone, I want to have the late Chris Squire on it.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
The Power of the Dinosaurs goes on. Jurassic World is again the nation's number one movie.
You got Charlie, it's Echo, here is Delta, this one's called Blue. She's the Beta.
Who's the Alpha?
You're looking at him, kid.
It's the third weekend in a row for Jurassic World. Disney Pixar's Inside Out finishes second, followed by Ted 2. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.